littlest alumnus was depressed. There was a big, cold lump where his stomach should be, and he couldn't understand why. After all, he had lived through college, graduate school, job hunting, job finding, family growing, and friend seeking, and was now an up-and-coming person in the world of big people. Yet he was restless, and so he decided to go back to his university. This journey took him through the land of mascots, and while walking along, he came upon a great soldier shining his shield. "Who are you?" the littlest alumnus asked. "I am Tommy Trojan. Who are you?" the great soldier replied. "I am the alumnus of a great and wonderful university to which I am returning," said the littlest alumnus proudly. Observed the great soldier. "Does your university have a fierce and strong football team and many alumni who are kings of industry?" "No," said the littlest alumnus. "Humph," grunted the great soldier. "Mine does." And he went back to shining his shield. The littlest alumnus walked away feeling a little sad. Just then, he came upon a tiger. "Who are you?" asked the little alumnus. "I am the tiger of Princeton." "How do you do?" responded the littlest alumnus. "I am the alumnus of the university." "How nice," said the tiger. "I am the mascot of a university." "Does your university have a charming town with lots of tradition?" "No," said the littlest alumnus miserably. "Too bad," sniffed the tiger. "Why not?" And he walked away. The littlest alumnus now felt very sad, and he felt the cold lump in his stomach grow bigger and bigger as he walked on. Suddenly, a huge bear ambled across his path. "Hello, littlest alumnus," said the bear. "How did you know my name?" asked the littlest alumnus in surprise. "I am the cow bear, and I'm 108 years old. I know the names of all my cousins," the bear said proudly. "You are one of the family of Irvine, are you not?" he asked. "Yes," said the littlest alumnus sadly. "Why so sad?" asked the cow bear. "Because I thought I was a great alumnus from a huge and wonderful university, and all I am is a very little alumnus from a 10-year-old school with green belts and great architecture, no fierce football team, or alumni who are kings." "That doesn't make me much of an alumnus," he answered, and then he began to cry. "Ah, little friend," said the cow bear, "go seek out your anteater, for he is your mascot, and you are his alumnus, and he will help you understand." So the littlest alumnus walked and walked until he came to a familiar ring of buildings. They looked very pretty in the sunlight. He noticed how much bigger and greener the campus looked, and how 5 buildings had begotten 5 more. He felt better as he looked around. "You're here!" a little voice behind him cried happily. "Whoopee!" The littlest alumnus turned around, and there was his anteater, nuzzling him with tears of joy running down the end of his oh-so-long nose. "Come," said the anteater excitedly before the littlest alumnus could speak, "and I will show you how I've taken care of the campus." And he spent all day showing the littlest alumnus how the trees had grown and the Central Park had expanded. He showed him new buildings, more parking and student lounges. He showed him how the seeds of self that the littlest alumnus had planted so very long ago had blossomed into alumni groves, continuing education, and see, the alumni journal. "There are 8,500 students here now," said the anteater proudly, "and they are reaping the benefits of what you've planted." "Now I understand," said the littlest alumnus. "Now I see that it doesn't matter if the great soldier's school had a fierce football team and alumni kings, or that the tiger's school has lots of tradition, or even that the cowbear is 108 years old and knows everybody's name. I'm still the alumnus of a great and wonderful university, because it is here that I grew and here that I learned. And it is you, Ann Eater, that I named and put on the wall of Crawford Hall. It is you that I yelled Zot for. It is you that I listened to, crammed for, and sometimes cursed because I didn't like my grades. You are a part of me, and I am a part of you. And that makes the green belts and the egg crates very special. With that, the littlest alumnus laughed happily, and the cold lump in his stomach went away. Come, said the anteater, let me show you to a special place which we've saved for you. And the littlest alumnus and the anteater went to the place called Alumni Association, where the littlest alumnus met many new friends and saw many old friends, and where he found special programs and benefits. He knew the satisfaction of helping his campus grow and aiding students and having fun on Alumni Day. And the anteater was his friend for life, and they had many happy times. Here's what the littlest alumni found when he went to the Alumni Association. The Alumni Locator Service helped him to find old friends he hadn't seen in many years. He and his family had many adventures at alumni-sponsored vacation spots like the Four Seasons Lodge at Lake Tahoe, the Lair of the Golden Bear, and alumni vacation centers at UC Santa Barbara and UC San Diego. Sometimes he and his friends took big fan jets to exotic places through alumni charter flights. Back at Irvine, the littlest alumnus often visited the library, taking out books on his alumni library card. He found his life membership card also let him into most other UC libraries. He was delighted with his $3 parking sticker. It came in handy when he was attending campus fine arts and athletic events at special reduced prices. That's not the only place he saved money. The ORCO, State Employees Federal Credit Union, took him as a member, and he was able to borrow money from ORCO to buy many things at the Universal Buyers Discount Service. The Career Planning and Placement Center helped him find a new job, and he found out about all sorts of ongoing activities by reading SEED, the Alumni Journal. That was what the alumni did for him. But together, the littlest alumnus and the Alumni Association did many things for the university. The littlest alumnus helped plant trees in the alumni grove and aided many students through alumni-donated scholarships, internships, and honoraria. He attended the Alumni College for continuing education and came annually to the Lauds and Laurels Banquet to celebrate campus and alumni achievement. And there was, and is, much, much more. Why not get involved and come join the anteater back at UCI? Be a part of your alumni association. We want to be friends. The littlest alumnus was depressed. There was a big cold lump where his stomach should be, and he couldn't understand why. After all, he had lived through college, graduate school, job hunting, job finding, family growing, and friend seeking, and was now an up-and-coming person in the world of big people. Yet he was restless. And so he decided to go back to his university. This journey took him through the land of mascots, and while walking along, he came upon a great soldier shining his shield. Who are you? The littlest alumnus asked. I am Tommy Trojan. Who are you? The great soldier replied. I am the alumnus of a great and wonderful university to which I am returning, said the littlest alumnus proudly. Observed the great soldier. Does your university have a fierce and strong football team and many alumni who are kings of industry? No, said the littlest alumnus. Humph, grunted the great soldier. Mine does. And he went back to shining his shield. The littlest alumnus walked away feeling little sad. Just then he came upon a tiger. Who are you? Asked the little alumnus. I am the tiger of Princeton. How do you do? Responded the littlest alumnus. I am the alumnus of a university. How nice, said the tiger. I am the mascot of a university. Does your university have a charming town with lots of tradition? No, said the littlest alumnus, miserably. Too bad, sniffed the tiger. Mine does. And he walked away. The littlest alumnus now felt very sad, and he felt the cold lump in his stomach grow bigger and bigger as he walked along. Suddenly, a huge bear ambled across his path.
Hello, littlest alumnus, said the bear.
How did you know my name? Asked the littlest alumnus in surprise.
I am the cow bear, and I'm 108 years old. I know the names of all my cousins, the bear said proudly. You are one of the family of Irvine, are you not? He asked.
Yes, said the littlest alumnus sadly.
Why so sad? Asked the cow bear.
Because I thought I was a great alumnus from a huge and wonderful university, and all I am is a very little alumnus from a 10-year-old school with green belts, egg crate architecture, no fierce football team, or alumni who are kings.
That doesn't make me much of an alumnus, he answered,
and then he began to cry.
Ah, little friend, said the cow bear. Go seek out your anteater, for he is your mascot, and you are his alumnus, and he will help you understand.
So the littlest alumnus walked and walked until he came to a familiar ring of buildings. They looked very pretty in the sunlight. He noticed how much bigger and greener the campus looked, and how five buildings had begotten five more. He felt better as he looked around.
You're here, a little voice behind him cried happily. Whoopee!
The littlest alumnus turned around, and there was his anteater, nuzzling him with tears of joy running down the end of his oh-so-long nose.
Come, said the anteater excitedly before the littlest alumnus could speak, and I will show you how I've taken care of the campus.
And he spent all day showing the littlest alumnus how the trees had grown and the Central Park had expanded. He showed him new buildings, more parking and student lounges. He showed him how the seeds of self that the littlest alumnus had planted so very long ago had blossomed into alumni groves, continuing education, and Seed, the alumni journal.
There are 8,500 students here now, said the anteater proudly, and they are reaping the benefits of what you've planted.
Now I understand, said the littlest alumnus. Now I see that it doesn't matter if the great soldier's school had a fierce football team and alumni kings, or that the tiger's school has lots of tradition, or even that the cow bear is 108 years old and knows everybody's name. I'm still the alumnus of a great and wonderful university, because it is here that I grew and here that I learned, and it is you, anteater, that I named and put on the wall of Crawford Hall. It is you that I yelled zot for, it is you that I listened to, crammed for, and sometimes cursed because I didn't like my grades. You are a part of me, and I am a part of you. And that makes the green belts and the egg crates very special. With that, the littlest alumnus laughed happily, and the cold lump in his stomach went away. "Come," said the anteater, "let me show you to a special place which we've saved for you." And the littlest alumnus and the anteater went to the place called Alumni Association, where the littlest alumnus met many new friends and saw many old friends, and where he found special programs and benefits. He knew the satisfaction of helping his campus grow and aiding students and having fun on Alumni Day. And the anteater was his friend for life, and they had many happy times. Here's what the littlest alumni found when he went to the Alumni Association. The Alumni Locator Service helped him to find old friends he hadn't seen in many years. He and his family had many adventures at alumni-sponsored vacation spots like the Four Seasons Lodge at Lake Tahoe, the Lair of the Golden Bear, and alumni vacation centers at UC Santa Barbara and UC San Diego. Sometimes he and his friends took big fan jets to exotic places through alumni charter flights. Back at Irvine, the littlest alumnus often visited the library, taking out books on his alumni library card. He found his life membership card also let him into most other UC libraries. He was delighted with his $3 parking sticker. It came in handy when he was attending campus fine arts and athletic events at special reduced prices. That's not the only place he saved money. The ORCO, State Employees Federal Credit Union, took him as a member, and he was able to borrow money from ORCO to buy many things at the Universal Buyers Discount Service. The Career Planning and Placement Center helped him find a new job, and he found out about all sorts of ongoing activities by reading SEED, the alumni journal. That was what the alumni did for him. But together, the littlest alumnus and the Alumni Association did many things for the university. The littlest alumnus helped plant trees in the alumni grove and aided many students through alumni-donated scholarships, internships, and honoraria. He attended the Alumni College for continuing education and came annually to the Lauds and Laurels Banquet to celebrate campus and alumni achievement. And there was, and is, much, much more. Why not get involved and come join the anteater back at UCI? Be a part of your alumni association. We want to be friends. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.